Welcome in, everyone. I can see people joining in the chat. Good to see you all, as always. Don't forget to retweet this. Don't forget to smash the like button. Don't forget to subscribe if you're finding the channel for the first time. And if you do subscribe, make sure that you hit the bell button and click all so you get notified when I go live. I go live every Monday and every Thursday at 6 p.m. UK time. We refer to this as the BBC, the Bullish Bitcoin Channel, for those finding us for the very first time. Those listening on the podcast, thank you for listening, but do share me where you are listening. Really important. Today is the 16th of May, 2024. And as always, the name of the game on this show is Strong Bitcoin Hand. Build a strong hand. If you're not prepared to do the proof of work, you will not build that strong hand. You can tell everybody that you are committed, your hand is strong, but if you don't do the research, if you don't do the research, you won't really deep down have that strong hand. Oh my Lord, I've got a big yellow error message saying YouTube is not receiving enough video to maintain smooth streaming. Ouch, I'm sorry people, I can't do anything about it. I've said a million times before, in the UK, my internet, my upload speed is atrocious. So I'm very lucky and fortunate that we get through most of the shows Monday and Thursday each week without it falling over. But right now, that's a pretty nasty error message that I haven't seen for a long time. So bear with me. If you are new, it's important you understand that don't come looking for financial advice. You're not going to get it here. I'm just some regular Brit who wants to rant twice a week about Bitcoin. So no financial advice, no charts, no technical analysis. You are simply not going to see any of that stuff. I would encourage you all to go into the show notes and find the Linktree link and follow me somewhere else. I showed you on the last show on Monday how a major YouTuber had her channel taken down for no reason. I've had mine taken down as well, and it was a train wreck to get it back. About four or five of you actually did go across to UK Bitcoiner, which is also in the show notes, and follow me there like I instructed, because if this gets taken down again, I've got it set up. So I move my streaming software across and I just go live over there. If you're not following me there, you're not going to know when I go live if this thing goes down again. So I would encourage you all, go to the show notes. There's a link, takes you to my backup channel. Follow me there. You're not going to get notifications. You're not going to get anything from me. It's dormant, but it's ready in case this one goes down again. That's why it's there. I would encourage you all to get on the Orange Pill app if you're not on it. A great way to socialize with other Bitcoiners wherever you are in the world. If you're traveling, you can literally open the app and find who's near to you. So a really, really good app. If you want to get yourself 10,000 free sats just for registering, go to our website. Go to the website, put in your email address, get yourself an account, then open up your app, sign in with the email address, and you'll get 10,000 sats. Well worth doing. The show sponsors, they're not a Bitcoin company per se, but he is a Bitcoiner. This is Chris. He runs an online website called The Best of Exmoor with over 200 properties for all types of holidays. Well worth checking out whether you want seafront, pet friendly, sleep two, sleep 21, one night, 50 nights. It is all there. Well worth checking it out. As far as where it is in the UK, there it is, the red circle. That is Exmoor National Park, beautiful part of the UK. So do check him out because he is a Bitcoiner. Now, you can pay in Bitcoin. You can pay in currency. Most people, he knows this, will pay in currency in the early days because they don't want to part with their Bitcoin when they know number is going up. But the option is there, and the option is there to get further discount using my code. Okay, so bring me back up for a moment. Right, let's see who we've got in my chat. And I have to say, it is great that you're all here, but it is the regulars, as always. And you know what? I always say, how do we reach the world one person at a time? And if each of you that were in the chat shared the link to my channel, my show, with five friends without any worry that they'll go and watch it or not, even if they delete it, if one out of the five did that, and we've got maybe 20 people watching live, you know, we would get another 20 noobs find this channel. I don't care about the channel for my subscriptions because it's not monetized. I'm doing it because I've got an absolute passion that I don't want regular working class people like me and like you to get flipping wrecked by a scam pump and dump scheme. That's why I want to build this channel, but I need your help, people. So I saw John G in the house, Bitcoin Meister, JB Bitcoiner, Elaine Mrs. UK is away at the hairdressers having her flipping hair done. What a time to book your hair when I'm running my show, moderator. I'm only kidding. It is what it is. So she's not here with us live. Stuart Griffiths is in the house. I can see Yorkie Bitcoiner, MP Wilson, Isabella Draven, I think. I don't want to butcher that, Isabella. I hope I said that right. Janet Yellen's Liquidity. Love that name. Wicked. Good to see you live. Johnny Midas, Daniel Street is with us, Stephen Redding, New Zealand in the house, Barefoot Barry. Welcome back, Barry, from Thailand. MW from the Spanish Islands is with us. Vinny Rondo, Staten Island is in the house. Look, welcome everyone. Please hit the like button. Really important you do that. Okay, I want to get into the show in earnest. And if you remember the thumbnail, it talks about the banks and pension funds are moving into Bitcoin. It's going to get crazy. Now, I'm not saying it's going to get crazy. It's a thumbnail, but it is happening. The game theory is playing out. So I'm going to start the show with a bit of a negative. And the negative is, even though all these banks, pension funds, financial institutions, MicroStrategy, ETFs, and all that is going on, you still have what I refer to out there as neg ferrets. Now, we've got one of them in the UK. His name is Martin Lewis. But you've got one in the US, and his name is Dave Ramsey. And all he does is beat up on Bitcoin. And do you know something? I'm going to run a short 1 minute video clip in a moment, 1.5 minutes, whatever it is, from this guy. And he thinks that he is doing the common man a service by warning them away from Bitcoin. And yet, if he took the time to do the research, if he did the proof of work, if he really dug down, which he says in this interview, I don't need to do that. Well, of course he doesn't. He's full of himself, for goodness sake. He's got a TV show. You know, he's not helping the common man by not doing his research and then giving them the right information. It says here from the Bitcoin therapist, Dave Ramsey says Bitcoin should not be held long term and it is nothing more than a speculation. He says it doesn't even belong to an investment portfolio. Now, he says all of that in the full video, but I've pulled a clip out of it. Let me run that now and you draw your own conclusions. If you understand Bitcoin, anybody that is anybody is not in it for greed. They are in it for the long term. They've got a low time preference. So instead of delaying gratification and buying it now and buying it now, most Bitcoiners that do the proof of work know this is a long game. And he says, I'm in it for the long game, but not Bitcoin. He just doesn't get it. Let's have a listen.
You would never invest long term in something that has a crummy or non-existent long term track record.
Crummy. Okay, we're going to shoot over here. Do you call that crummy? Dave Ramsey, what on earth are you talking about? This is a log chart since Bitcoin's inception. Look at it. Up and to the right, a steady 30%. Crummy. 15 years, everything been thrown at it, and he comes out with stupid rubbish like he's just come out with. 65,338 at the moment with everything that Bitcoin has had thrown at it. Don't listen to this guy, whatever you do.
You could hold on to it for the long term, but you have no reason to believe, based on history, because it doesn't have one, that you're going to win.
Right. I've got to stop it for a minute. Sorry. I didn't know who this guy was he was talking to, but apparently his name's Andre Jik, J-I-K-H, Jik, Jik. I don't know how you say that, but I Googled him. And he's got 2.3 million followers on his YouTube channel, which is, I guess, why he would get on the Dave Ramsey show. But, and he's a Bitcoiner. I don't know. I didn't go deep into it as to whether he's dealing with crap coins as well. But that's who this guy is, by the way.
Except just your assumption that because it's digital and it's cool, right, and the cool kids are doing it. But the people that are getting in it based on greed. Mm-hmm. They're not basing it on long term. I have analyzed this investment with my calculator and I am looking into the future and I can see, you know, that's known as a guess.
Right. Have you ever studied the technicals of Bitcoin?
No.
At all? Like, have you read the white paper or understood like how it works?
Sure.
In any way?
Yeah. I mean, I've not gone into nowhere near like you have. Sure. I'm sure. You're probably much more of an expert on it than I, but it just falls into a category. The technicals won't change it for me. I don't play short game. I play long ball.
And what do we do? Long game, long ball.
That's investing. Ugh. And so once you put it in that category, I just don't do it. Right. I don't have to go into the technicals.
Right.
Because I'm not going
to
play.
To be honest, I think $1 trillion asset like Bitcoin will do its thing regardless of whether I speak about it or not. I have no influence over it.
And same here.
Yeah.
I don't think Bitcoin's going to fail because Dave Ramsey said don't do it.
Right.
What I'm worried about is that guy, you know, who should be putting money in his 401k. He should have paid off his car.
Right.
He should have gotten rid of his student loan. He should be thinking long term. He should be getting his house paid off. And instead, he's freaking putting money in this stuff.
What can I say to that? If you look at people's pensions right now, they're underperforming. Pension funds are underperforming. I've got a good friend of mine that worked, excuse me, as a graphic designer for the BBC. And his goal was to work his butt off 24/7, 365, and then retire at 50. And he poured everything into three private pensions. When he got to 50 and he looked at them, they weren't even worth a third of what he was promised. Dave Ramsey, don't give me this. When you look at the growth trajectory of Bitcoin, its compound annual growth rate, which he refuses to do, the guy really doesn't have a clue. So off the back of Dave Ramsey saying, no value, I'm not interested in it, you know, the regular guy shouldn't invest in it. You know, let's now give those people the right information. So straight away, look at this. The state of Wisconsin buys nearly $100 million worth of BlackRock spot ETF. The U.S. state of Wisconsin purchased 94,562 shares of BlackRock's iShares Trust in the first quarter of the year, a filing shows. The shares are worth nearly $100 million. From what I can gather, this is in the top 10 of pensions, I believe, in the US. I might be wrong. Somebody correct me on that. But this is a huge, huge deal. Next one. Bank of Montreal discloses Bitcoin ETF holdings in their filings. And the filings are coming out now. The Bank of Montreal, BOM, has disclosed its spot Bitcoin ETF holdings in a recent 13F US SEC filing. Indeed, Julian Farrer reported the Canadian bank's BTC ETF exposure. Moreover, BMO is one of Canada's largest financial institutions as part of the aptly named Big Five with nearly $1 trillion in assets. Is that not enough? UBS holds 3,600 shares in BlackRock's iShares. Not massive, but UBS are massive. And if customers see UBS down the Bitcoin rabbit hole, that then starts the domino effect, the game theory, because the others are going to go, whoa, UBS are doing this. Whoa, we better be doing something. And if you don't understand that game theory aspect, you'll never get why Bitcoin is going to keep going up over time. It's called adoption, global adoption. Stuart Griffith says, Dave relies on Joe Public being lazy. Stuart, you are dead right. Joe Public is lazy. I had Preston Pish on my show a couple of years ago, and he said to me, he said, Brian, and this was live, and it's in my bitcoininterviews.com. You should check some of those interviews out. Larry Lepard's over there. Breedlove's over there. Loads of them. And Preston Pish said, Brian, the challenge with the masses is learning about Bitcoin interrupts their TV time. So true. People would rather stick their head in TV than learn how to front run nation states and massive institutions and take their family's financial future down a completely different path. So in a recent 13F filing with the SEC, UBS AG, the Switzerland-based global investment bank and financial services firm, disclosed a substantial holding in IBIT again. So it's out there. Now here's the big one. Who remembers Vanguard's CEO several months back saying, nope, we don't invest in Bitcoin. We will only invest in things that are, I believe he said, not volatile. I can't remember. Tim someone. Anyway, they kicked him out. They've now brought in somebody new. Investment management firm Vanguard has confirmed the appointment of Bitcoin-friendly former BlackRock exec Salim Ramji as its new CEO and member of the board, effectively the 8th of July. Ramji, who has 25 years of experience in the industry, previously led BlackRock's global exchange-traded fund business, overseeing the launch of its IBIT spot ETF in the US. However, he left the firm in January to seek a new leadership or entrepreneurial opportunity outside the firm. Here's the thing, people. If you don't play ball, Bitcoin will bite you in the butt. And it's just bitten that Tim guy. He was 25 years, I believe, as their CEO. He came out with that, and all of a sudden he was railroaded out of the company, and they brought a CEO in who's Bitcoin friendly. You see what I mean? If you don't get Bitcoin, if you reject Bitcoin, you're bored, they'll reject you and you'll be history. That's domino theory. That's game theory. And this is what is so exciting to me. Not the number go up. The game theory that this thing is happening behind the scenes where most of us working class dudes are getting out there and doing what we do. We hold our Bitcoin. We go on a number of shows to learn, but we just get on with life. Behind the scenes, the financial institutions are coming. They are coming, people. El Salvador mines Bitcoin using their volcano power. We knew this was coming. El Salvador has substantially increased its Bitcoin holdings by mining nearly 474 Bitcoins in the last 3 years. This achievement, powered by the country's geothermal energy plants, elevates the government's total Bitcoin portfolio to approximately 354 million. El Salvador seeks to leverage its volcanic activity for a more sustainable way to mine the cryptocurrency, setting itself apart from the conventional methods that have drawn environmental criticism. So it's happening, people. Here's a tweet from Satoshi's brother. El Salvador mined, worth $29 million using volcano-fueled geothermal power in the last 3 years. This is happening. It is playing out, Mr. 60. Hi. It is playing out. Fair alert. Good to see you. What did you say? Dave Ramsey also said you should have 20% before buying a house. All the while, house prices have doubled. Many who listened are still saving for that. Yeah, absolutely. And then you get nearly to that 20%. Inflation's raging. And all of a sudden, house prices go through the roof. And then you're as far away as when you started. Fair alert. It's like, why don't these people get it? What you need to do, if you don't want to get poorer each year, is you need to be generating income that is more than inflation. If it's the same as inflation, you're running to stand still, aren't you? You need something that's going to give you a greater return than inflation. And I think Bitcoin's CAGR, averages about its compound annual growth rate for those new, is about 47%. Well, if inflation's even raging and, you know, the numbers are, say, 10 or 12%, but they're telling you it's lower, you are still beating inflation by holding Bitcoin. And, you know, I left school at 15 with no qualifications, hated school, couldn't stand it, was told I'd probably end up in prison or something. It didn't stop me being open to learning about what makes Bitcoin so unique. And you know what? I get this when most people don't have a flipping clue. You know, I can't quantify and tell you how I get it. I just get it, and I know where this thing is going. Dan Tapiero says Bitcoin turning scarishly bullish. unveils his Bitcoin price target after clear a break of this particular level. Macro investor and fund manager Dan Tapiero believes Bitcoin is gearing up to print fresh all-time highs. The CEO investment firm 10T Holdings tells his 115,600 followers on a social media platform X that Bitcoin could soar more than 45% from its current value if it crosses 65K again. Well, we busted through 66, did we not? 66.3, something like that. We're down to 65.1 at the moment, so a slight decline. But all of a sudden, it's like, wait till the video at the end. I've got a 1 minute video at the end, and you don't want to miss this because, you know, people can't imagine a 10K candle, a 50K candle. What the hell will you do if you wake up one morning and Bitcoin's price has jumped 50K? Sure, you'd be excited, but it's like panic sets in. All the FOMO starts kicking in. It goes absolutely flipping crazy. And if all of that weren't enough, you then need to look at the banking system that's falling apart all around the world. It ain't falling apart today or tomorrow. It's slowly, slowly, slowly. I remember what happened in Cyprus in 2013 when people were queuing to try and get their money and the Cypriot banks took it from them. They gave them a certain amount, but the rest they took to prop up the bank and then gave them shares in the bank. Like, jeez. Okay. Phoenix Reloaded tweeted, the financial banking system in Cuba has completely collapsed. Cubans woke to learn their bank accounts have been emptied. There is no cash at ATMs. The entire financial system has completely collapsed for some reason. This monumental and for some reason, this monumental story has not got to mainstream media. It did make the news in Havana. It says long lines form and frustration grows as Cuba runs short of cash. It says Alessandro Fonseca stood in line for several hours outside a bank in Havana, hoping to withdraw Cuban pesos from an ATM. But when it was almost his turn, the cash ran out. He angrily hopped on his electric tricycle and traveled several kilometers to another branch where he finally managed to withdraw some money after wasting his entire morning. It shouldn't be so difficult to get the money you earn by working, the 23-year-old Fonseca told the Associated Press in a recent interview. My point, Bitcoin is open 24/7, 365. Bitcoin is not fractional reserve lending your money out. Bitcoin, you own it. They can't stop you from accessing it. Da, 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 da. It's like, how much more do I need to cover on these shows before people get it? Now, I'm sure all you guys in the audience definitely get it, but we move on. Here's a tweet here from Oz. I've just started following Oz on Twitter. Every major bank, hedge fund, and pension fund in the world is reporting exposure to Bitcoin ETFs. Haven't I just covered that? Look at you. You still think it's a scam because you don't understand it. And then it says, have fun staying poor. You know, it's galloping towards us, people. It's galloping towards us. Look at this one from Bitcoin News. Coinbase's Bitcoin reserve is currently 267K Bitcoin, down from 418,000 Bitcoin in early 2024. We're only in May now. 3 or 4 months ago, it had almost double what it's got today. And here's a great chart of the reserves being drained off of Coinbase. More and more people are learning you do not leave your coins on exchanges. They can go down. They can be co-opted. They can be frozen. Take self-custody, people. If you're telling me it's too difficult, have fun staying poor because they will take your Bitcoin at some point. The only way you are self-sovereign is if you take that Bitcoin, you get it onto a hardware exchange, a hardware wallet, I'm sorry. Look after your private keys and you are then self-sovereign. It's all happening. Here's a couple more from Julian Farah. Look at this one. Justin, Scotia Bank now has Bitcoin ETF exposure. Another one. Toronto Dominion Bank has Bitcoin exposure. It's flipping happening. It really is. And to pull that together, I've got a tongue-in-cheek tweet. But look at this one from Dominic Frisby from the UK. We have many things to be proud of in the UK, not least our tax code, which at over 10 million words is the longest, most convoluted in the world. Look at this. Chilcot Report, 22.6 million words. War and Peace, 587,000 words. The Bible, 800,000 words. Complete Shakespeare, 885K. Hong Kong tax code, 150K. And the UK tax code, 10 million words. What the hell do they need to explain to make a tax code 10 million words? It is because they do not want you or I to understand our tax code, taxes, why we're taxed, how we're taxed, why some get taxed different to others, etc., etc. Absolute madness. Stacking Richie, Glim Payne, Chaz, good to see you all. It's madness. Look at that. 10 million words in our UK tax code. Flipping bizarre. Which brings me to my video clip of the day. Joe Mellon, welcome. I've had Lawrence Lepard on my show as a live guest. I've met him in person in Scotland. What a gentleman. This guy knows his stuff. Gold bug, gold fund manager for over 35 years, gets Bitcoin and isn't too humble, too bolshy to humble himself to say, you know, it was gold, but now Bitcoin's the fastest horse in the race. I saw a video clip recently of him being interviewed, and he said something really interesting on that interview, and that was, you know, what's going on with the banks? What would you do if you wake up and Bitcoin has jumped 50K while you were sleeping? Instead of me trying to explain it, have a listen to Lawrence Lepard, because this is coming. The slowly, slowly, then suddenly moment is coming. None of us know when a behemoth, a nation state, is going to announce, or they're going to show it on a filing, they hold Bitcoin, and then the domino effect really kicks in. And depending on where you live in the world, the other side of the world might be trading. You're asleep. You woke up. The thing's gone up 50K. Have a listen to Larry Lepard.
The Silicon Valley Bank was bankrupt. 2 weeks ahead of that, nobody knew. 1 week ahead of it, one accountant knew. He played the telephone game and told some friends. Mm-hmm. They had internet connections and friends. Boom, a week later, it was gone.
And they're bankrupt. That's crazy. And they're bankrupt. Wow.
Think about that. Federal Reserve, we know it's bankrupt. You and I know it's bankrupt. Yeah. I'm not sure it's going to spread with the same kind of rapidity.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting model, isn't
it? Yes, yes.
I mean, if suddenly you'd rather be a little early rather than a little late.
Definitely.
When everyone says, holy shit, this dollar is no goddamn good.
Yeah.
I want to exchange mine for shit that can't be printed. What would happen if we woke up one morning and Bitcoin was up $50,000 in a day? What would people do? What would people think? Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
See, and some people are like, God, that's great.
Yeah.
Sold to you. I'm out of here. I've got a nice profit.
Yeah.
Other people would go, no. I know what this means.
That's right.
It's going up 200 and then 500 and then a million. And I mean, this is fiat currency failing. That could be the trigger event, similar to the accountant saying, oh my God, you know, this bank has negative equity.
Right.
Okay. So what can I say after all that lot? Do not miss this train. Do not put it off until tomorrow. That's called procrastination. And then you wake up and Bitcoin's just gone parabolic. We've seen an Omega candle because, you know, we all talk about it. Most people don't believe it's going to come. They hope, but they don't believe. I believe. Okay. You'll never see me out of the market. I love the phrase, you know, don't try and time the market. The importance is to have time in the market. And when you look at how many days out of a year you need to be out of the market to miss 90% of the gains, that is why I've always beat the drum on this channel. Don't try and trade this thing, because if you're out of those trades in those 10 or 11 days of that year, you will miss 90% of your gains. This is simple, people. I'm a simple guy. You buy it, you store it offline, you get on and enjoy life. That is all you do. Rocky Palumbo, good to see you. So my quote of the day, you know I love them. And this one I want you to pay attention to. Excuses will always be there for you. Opportunity, Bitcoin related, will not. Don't be driven by excuses. Don't be driven by what ifs. If only I'd have done this. If only I'd have done that. Because that is how you lose fortunes. That's it, guys. Look at that, 30 minutes. We are done and dusted. That is your UK Bitcoin Master Bullish Bitcoin Show for today, the 16th of May, 2024. I hope you're as bullish as I am, people. Keep stacking those sats. Please retweet this, share it where you're listening or watching. Sub if you're new to the channel. Hit the bell button and click all. Please, 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 Philip Morton, welcome. Please, please, please go into the show after the live stream has ended. Refresh your browser and leave a comment. Many of you say you will, but you don't, and I'm asking you to. As regulars in my chat, please do not forget to go in and leave a comment. No matter what, Torup Hoddle always uses three celebration cones, whatever they are. It's something. It's messing with that algorithm. It takes 30 seconds, people. That's it. I'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m., as always, UK time. Come and join me for more bullish Bitcoin conversation. MTG London, welcome. Good to see you. You've only just commented or you've only just arrived. I'm not quite sure, but thank you to all of you, those that are coming in late. Go back and watch from the beginning. There is so much banking, pensions, etc., that are now showing they've got exposure to Bitcoin. You don't want to miss this. I'm out of here. I'll leave you to my social media links as I always do. Thanks for your support as always. Smash the like button. Catch you all on Monday.